All right, everybody, welcome to Yeah But Still. Jack and Brandon here. We have We have a very exciting
breaking major exclusive. We've got Jacob Wall on the pod.
We are hopefully going to have Jacob Wall on the pod. We've talked about this for a long time, and I think you more than me kind of feel like the dog who finally caught the mailman, because I emailed him out of the blue. Actually, some listeners told me that he mentioned he would be taking podcast requests.
Yeah, you did not tell me about this until after he
responded 3 minutes later saying he's down.
Yeah.
And we're about to call Jacob Wool and do a conference. But when I told you that, I mean, there's a little bit of, we've talked about this for so long, there's a little bit of like the dog finally catching the mailman and not knowing what to do.
Well, that was you for, months, maybe a year, have been like, it would be funny if we had Jacob Wall on the podcast. And I've always kind of been like, I don't know, would it? Like,
yeah, it's no, true. I mean, well, I'm fascinated by him because, like, he never breaks character. And I've always thought about having him on where I'm like, dude, I'd be really curious if we could just talk to him and see if we could even see like a crack. Like just one crack, because he's always on, and I know everybody knows it's fake, but he's so dedicated that it's like, I just want to see for myself. There's so many questions, and granted, you had like very, very good reservations about having him on, because
an initial moral dilemma.
Make no mistake, he's not a good guy. He's done bad things. He's made false rape allegations. He's done, paid people to lie. And who knows?
Yeah.
And not to mention, we completely disagree with him politically. But I think my thing with him is that for the reason he doesn't get sued for those is the same reason I don't think this is the same as having like Ann Coulter on or somebody.
Right.
It's that he's gotten to a place where when he says those things, no reasonable person believes him. So he can't.
Right.
He didn't actually damage Elizabeth Warren by saying she was in a BDSM relationship with a young troop.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't actually do damages that could be proven. So it's like, I know you were concerned about, like, giving him a platform. But to me, it's like he had a platform. And it's, like, getting smaller and smaller to the point where now it's, like, people are only watching as a joke. And he's on OnlyFans and, like, the platform, we're not risking giving him a platform. He had one and it's gone.
Right.
By his own doing.
Yeah, I mean, we talked it out and I think the game plan is strong. I think I think it'll be a productive dialogue.
we've talked this out, and honestly, Brandon, it's pretty much time, so I think we should try calling him in. What do you think?
All right, let's get him on the get Wall on the line.
All right, everybody, we're about to call Jacob Wool, but welcome to Yeah But Still.
Hi, this is Jacob Wall.
Hi. Can you hear us?
I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, everybody. We have with us now a man that we've been interested in for a while, and I can't believe I'm finally talking to him. We have with us right now Jacob Wall. Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's wonderful to be here, and I hope you're doing great as well.
Excellent. So, I don't even know where to start with you. When I first heard about you, Jacob, you were doing investing. And that was when you were pretty young. What made you switch to politics in the first place?
Well, what happened was I was, of course, running the fund in Los Angeles, and at the time we had finally succeeded in rounding up a couple of Chinese family office investments. And so we were running the fund, and Vice came out to film in sort of a documentary. They filmed for 3 weeks straight, and then they made about 7 minutes out of it, which seemed like a waste of time, but that's how it works sometimes. And during that interview, they sort of asked me in passing who I thought would win the presidential election. And I said that my models show Trump is going to win. They planned to basically kind of ridicule that, because, of course, that was very unusual to suggest that Trump would win the election. But instead, he did win. And so that gave it a whole new bent and a whole new angle. I then decided that I would get onto Twitter and start sharing some of my political viewpoints. And later into 2017, so this Vice interview is happening end of 2016. Later into 2017, the president begins retweeting my tweets, I think like five times, and replied to a couple of them. And this was when Trump didn't retweet a lot of people. I mean, he would retweet the vice president, but he didn't retweet civilians.
I remember that. Yeah.
You were kind of Trump's number one reply guy.
Yeah, I would say so. And so it worked out very nicely, and he began retweeting me, and that sort of thrust me into politics very quickly. And then, you know, at some point into 2018, this is all very nonlinear, but at some point into 2018, I was connected with Jack Berkman through a mutual friend, and he enlisted my expertise in media and in opposition research, as it were, to look into Robert Mueller. And of course, that generated press coverage that was exponentially more than anything I had gotten before combined.
Yeah, okay, I mean, when you say look into Robert Mueller, what do you mean exactly?
Well, the process that I follow when conducting opposition research is that I will begin with a copy of the person's freshman year high school yearbook and work all the way through to their senior year, whether it's online or it has to be purchased on eBay or what have you. And we just sort of go from there. In the course of looking into Mr. Mueller, what we did in many cases was we posed as people that were making a documentary about Mr. Mueller's life. That enabled us to talk to people from his background, because these people thought that they were participating in a documentary. And over the course of that, of course, we unearthed an allegation that we thought was serious. We thought that, you know, should be brought forward, and held a press conference, a now infamous press conference.
You've done with the press conference.
You've done a lot of these so far. I mean, Jacob, there's been a lot of people have come forward saying that you've paid them to lie about these people. And I'm honestly not here to really play gotcha with this stuff. I'm really just kind of fascinated with kind of like what your end game is with all this, because it made sense to me early on when the president was retweeting you, that made a lot of sense. You're like a young guy getting retweeted by the president of the United States. That makes perfect sense. But I feel like it's been a long time since then, and it's gotten to like a way different place. I just wondered.
Well, it has. What, it has what, gotten.
I do think the word unearthed is maybe the wrong word for what happened.
Well, be that as it may, there's different verbiage that you might use, but we won't go through every one. But
nobody's taken any of them seriously yet. Here's
what I'll get to that. But what I would say is,